Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, if you're a startup or you're growing a business or you're trying to get rid of your business, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, wherever you are in the day-to-day operations, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something, we got something you can read or watch or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you. Doug Campbell is our guest. Douglas Campbell III is the author of Where to Go From Here. He's got a couple of other books in the works. And Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us some more about some of the stories, some of the things you're seeing people do out there that we can all benefit from.
Well, I've got another client I'm working with who, it's interesting. This new book I'm working on is called Building Your Business, the 16-28 Solution. And the idea is that you go back to what you did between 16 and 28 and you were passionate about or excited about, that there's energy and there's probably a business idea there, either to promote your business around that idea or to build a business. And so one of my clients had gotten involved with a couple of ventures. They weren't working at all, and we really went back and looked at what he loved. He loved to do sailing, and he had actually run some yacht clubs before he got into a couple of ventures. And we've now launched a sailing school, kind of a high-level sailing school to train people to do the Newport Bermuda race and competitive racing. And it's perfect. He loves it. It's a kind of a lifestyle business, but he's doing corporate team-building events. He's training the new dad who just bought a sailboat. You know, these are good-sized boats, 38-foot boats, something like that, and taking his kids out and running them through all the training and how to be a mate and all that stuff. And he's so excited and passionate about it. And he was really struggling before as where to go and what to do. So sometimes going back to that period.
So you're saying think back on what motivated you when you were in your 20s, so to speak, and try to return to that kind of an attitude?
Yeah, I think my theory is, and I found about 99% of people buy into this in a strong way, is that what you did between the ages of 16 and 28 that you were passionate about, you will come back to later in your life. And, we've talked about golf. I was a golf coach in college.
Right, right.
I've been recently a Wilton, a local high school golf coach for the last 4 years. I wrote a book on international law, and now I'm and used Spanish and all that in my college years and worked at the UN. Now I'm involved with microlending and helping entrepreneurs in Ecuador and El Salvador using my Spanish, using that international world. I didn't do it for almost 30 years, but now I'm back into it. I love it, and it's another dimension of entrepreneurship.
So not just an attitude about what you did in those days, but maybe some of the actual activity.
Yeah, exactly. And again, think about it. And some people will say, "Well, you get a chance to kind of do and try all kinds of things, and different types of jobs." In college, you can try different organizations, and some work, some don't. But the ones that you kind of got drawn to, I used to write for the college newspaper, and I actually started a newspaper after college.
Mm-hmm. But don't do that now.
No, I'm not doing that now. But now I write columns for the local business.
Right.
And so I kind of kept that up, but I didn't, in a different way. But
What are some other examples of people that have done something like that?
Well, I'll give you another example. I'm working, and I also work with kind of high-level clients that are, this is a guy who worked for a professional sports league, and he was working inside. This is kind of the internal side. He worked with, he's just frustrated in his job. But he'd grown up, let's use lacrosse as the sport, he'd grown up as lacrosse player in college and a professional lacrosse player. He was from Europe, and he was working for a professional organization, but he, you know, kind of Peter Principle, his boss, was impeding him. He wasn't happy. He was ready to move. What we ended up doing was proposing a whole new division to recruit the best players around the world and help build this major league, new league that's being built up. And so he's actually developed a whole new kind of internal organization that he's running. He's sourcing players around the world, and he is. They've raised a hedge fund from the owners to get some of these people. And so it was kind of an internal strategy to be your own, essentially, entrepreneur. And, you know, one of his ideas originally was, well, I'll start my own venture. So there might be something within your organization.
So instead of, if you're frustrated at work, instead of breaking out and going out on your own, try to find, see if maybe there's an entrepreneurial opportunity within your organization. You know, I call that entrepreneurial employees. You know, an entrepreneurial employee, Doug, is just like a regular entrepreneur, except they don't want to use their capital, they want to use your capital.
Right, and that may be a better fit, or certainly...
Well, you just said that he called on the owners to put up some hedge money for this project, so that's exactly what that is.
Exactly, and it gives him a base which you wouldn't have had as an independent, total independent, officially anyway.
Speaking of 16 to 28, you and I learned a lot when we were 16 to 28 that still informs us today, didn't we? And
definitely.
I want to ask you when we come back what you've learned about how we can get the young folks, the people who are currently 16 to 28, to recognize that what you and I learned when we were 16 to 28 is still valid. I want you to help us with that. And that's after these messages. Tintail, right back with Doug Campbell. Don't forget, his book is called Where to Go From Here, Douglas Campbell III. He is the success coach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.